Chapter 15. To the ancient Aztecs of central Mexico, it was known as the Great Leprosy. The ghastly plague of death had appeared some time after the arrival of Hernando Cortes and his troops in 1518. Some believe a rival conquistador named Narvaez, sailing from Cuba, had carried the scourge. Whoever the carrier, the results proved horrific. When Cortes entered Mexico City after a four-month siege against the forces of Montezuma in 1521, he was shocked at what he found. Stacks upon stacks of dead, decaying bodies were piled high in homes, on the streets, everywhere the eye could see throughout the city. No casualties of battle. The dead were all victims of disease. No one knows the origins of variola major, but the deadly virus, better known as smallpox, has left an expansive path of tragedy around the globe. Though smallpox epidemics have been recorded in civilizations as far back as the ancient Egyptians, history knows the disease best as the scourge of the Americas, leaving its deadliest mark on the highly susceptible natives of the western continents. Introduced to the New World by the crews of Christopher Columbus, smallpox wreaked havoc throughout the entire West Indies and virtually decimated the original Carib Indians who greeted Columbus on his first voyage west. The Cortes-Narvaez introduction of smallpox into Mexico is estimated to have killed nearly half of the 300,000 inhabitants of Mexico City in 1521. Cumulative deaths throughout the country from the highly contagious disease easily numbered in the millions. Similar devastation transpired in South America as well. When Pizarro landed in Peru in 1531 on his great quest for gold, the smallpox virus was already annihilating the Inca population. With his army of less than 200 men, Pizarro would never have ransacked the Inca Empire had the culture not been preoccupied with a chaotic struggle against the ravaging disease. More than 5 million Incas may have died from smallpox, which all but eradicated their entire civilization. In North America, Native American tribes were not immune to the onslaught. Numerous tribes of River Valley mound builders vanished altogether from smallpox, while the Massachusetts and Narragansett tribes were nearly wiped out. Estimates suggest that the population of the New World declined by 95% in the century following the arrival of Columbus, attributable primarily to smallpox. The lethal virus didn't stop there, flaring up in sporadic epidemics that killed thousands more in Europe over the next 200 years. Sinister military minds later made use of the disease as a tool of battle to intentionally infect opposing forces. Historical allegations claim the British provided smallpox-infected blankets to warring Native American tribes in the 1760s and employed similar tactics against American troops during the Battle for Quebec during the Revolutionary War. Primitive vaccinations were finally discovered in the early 19th century using a related cowpox virus, which eventually provided some measure of control against the disease. Sporadic outbreaks and Cold War fears prompted routine smallpox vaccinations in the United States up until the 1970s. In large part due to the World Health Organization's successful global battle against the disease, smallpox was declared completely eradicated in 1977. Save for a small research sample at the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and an unknown quantity developed for military applications in the former Soviet Union, remaining worldwide stocks of the virus were completely destroyed. Smallpox was nearly a forgotten disease, until the terrorist attacks in the early years of the new century raised the fear that a contagious, virulent outbreak of any form was again a threat to be reckoned with. The historical ravages of smallpox were of little concern to Irv Fowler at the moment. After mustering the strength to drive himself to the Alaska Regional Hospital emergency room, his only hopes were for a quiet room and an attractive nurse to help him recuperate from whatever form of killer flu was knocking him out. Even when a parade of somber-looking medical professionals kept marching by to have a look at him and then insisted he be wheeled into quarantine, he was feeling too weak to be alarmed. Only when a pair of masked doctors finally informed him that he had tested positive for smallpox did his mind begin to whir. Two thoughts came to mind before delirium washed over his brain again. Could he defy the 30% mortality rate? And whom else had he infected?